Reporting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's, it's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Welcome to Sports Talk at 8:33. What?
No. What?
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sports Talk comes on at 8.
I didn't start till late.
You lie like a rug.
6:59.
You started. Kate and Teresa ate all of the... They went wide open.
They went crazy.
Yeah, yeah, girls eat, yeah. It was them.
Them sing girls eat like
you got
that.
Stuff hanging from your mouth there, Perry.
Yeah. Perry Hall has not left here with less than 2.5 pounds of meat and cheese. Yeah.
He hasn't.
And then he leaves
on a Thursday since he started the show.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Complete plug up.
Complete plug up. I'm a growing boy.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show, Wednesday night, and we wasn't here last Wednesday, Fee. We had a baseball game. And it didn't go our way, and we'll talk a little bit about the season, and last night was the banquet that you guys had, and then we have some kids playing, still alive in the track. We have the track results. Yes. It sounds like we had some kids advance today.
Yeah.
So, and I got all that information over there. We're going to go over all that tonight. We're going to talk about our new head basketball coach for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Big things happening.
Yeah. And we just got a lot of the cool stuff going on, Bub.
Hey, it's all cool.
It's very good, ain't it, Perry?
Very cool.
Perry says Pack-a-Sack is out. He started a Facebook rant.
He's
about 800 people.
What's going on there?
Perry said Pack-a-Sack sucks. Or
yeah.
Subway.
It was...
Don't sit here and act like you did.
I'm going to just twiddle my thumbs and just try to get out of this one. But seriously, it was not a good time yesterday.
You had a bad sub or what?
Oh, it was just, sub was okay.
Yeah.
Experience. It was a conversation.
Oh, it was a conversation.
It was horrible.
I don't.
So Perry was down on Subway yesterday. He was late tonight. What was going on?
I had to work on my daughter's car.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Wilbur, make a noise.
Oh, that's mine, right?
She gets a little nervous.
Does she?
Yeah, we gotta get her happy.
We don't want to drive the Durango. She'd hear noises. She would not believe.
She'd be a little nervous. Baby.
Especially with you in it.
Especially that's funny. 185 mile an hour.
Jack, that was mean.
Real funny stuff, Jack. Chuck, how you doing? How's Facebook Live going? Are we on? Which camera's on me right now? This one right here?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Are the guns out?
I heard that one.
Get the guns out one time. Hey, look at you there. Number 25.
25 with the guns out.
Perry, don't start buck. He always buffs up whenever he sees.
Want me just like curl?
I mean, you don't. Listen.
Hide it or what?
Don't come on this show thinking you're Mr. He-Man because you're not.
Never said I was.
You see the way he pumped himself up in front of the two ladies?
Yeah, the girls are here. Perry's acting like he's Mr. Stud.
What can I say?
Neil, too. Neil's always.
Yeah.
Spencer, don't kid us.
They were staring at me the whole time.
They keep their eyes off of him. Well, Fee, let's start a little bit, and we're going to talk about the basketball thing. We got to have Wade Gailhouse is calling in tonight, and he's going to talk about his senior season and what his endeavors are the rest of the way out.
And that's a good thing. And Chuck got the Skype phone fixed then.
Skype is working, so
it's working
Wade's
now.
Calling in.
It
like
wasn't
about
an hour
9
ago.
O'clock, I think Wade's going to call in.
We're high on technology. Isn't
we are. This is big.
I like it.
You know, we talked to Wade earlier in the season, during the season, and you talk about a class kid, I love talking to him, and he's going to, you know, we want to give him a little airtime and talk about how his life's going up there. But first of all, Fee, let's talk about the new basketball coach. I tried lots of things to try to get him to call.
He wasn't biting, huh?
I didn't get any reaction from the school. Kurt.
The thing
I don't understand, and I don't know if the school hates Fort Recovery Radio. I kind of think they do.
Just you.
Might not
because,
like
huh?
Just you.
Huh. Well, we get nothing from them. I mean, you would think this guy said that he had all these people
Vince
calling
Koza.
Him. Vince Koza. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute. He's going to get Vince Koza. There's going to be 9 people listening to him on Vince Koza.
Yep.
Nobody knows. There's going to be 100 here that everybody knows.
Waiting on what he's got.
You know how many people are listening thinking we're going to talk to the new basketball coach?
Yeah,
no, he's working. 10, see? Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we got more.
Chuck, why don't you shut up?
Vince has only got 9.
Hate Chuck. Hate Chuck with a passion. just saying, you know, we should have had the basketball coach on tonight.
Yeah, that would have been big.
Would have been big. Couldn't get her done.
Nope.
We tried.
Nope.
No contact. So, first of all, what's his name?
Bayshore.
What's his first name?
Michael, I believe.
Mike Bayshore, and he didn't coach last year. He
did.
No, he did not coach. He coached Greenville and
2 years ago.
Two or three years ago, and then he coached Versailles JV team, and then he didn't coach anywhere last year. And from what I understand, he met with the team today, met all the kids today, and he introduced himself. And by what I read on the paper, he's a defensively oriented coach. I think it's a, you know, I'd
be a good hire.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's time to go forward and you know, he's got a very inexperienced squad, but he's got some talent, right? No doubt about it. Yep. So
I'm agreeing.
So, you know, Coach Bayshore, and I'm sure we'll get him on here in the next couple weeks or something.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he's going to want to make us, you know, during the Jubilee, we'll see him around, I'm sure. And we'll get him on here.
So was there a job involved there or just coaching?
No, I think he works like it. He works third shift. So he's crown or something.
That is part of the problem with getting him on was he works third shift, so it makes it a little tougher.
I think he might work at Midmark, maybe. He lives in Versailles.
Lives in Versailles.
Yeah, so, Michael Bayshore, the new head coach of your Fort Recovery Indians, and from what I understand, he has an assistant varsity coach coming with him.
He does.
He does. So the staff will be, he'll have to fill the staff, you know. And I would think Block would stick around. I don't
think so.
Yeah, I think Block's a hell of an eighth grade coach.
I think he enjoys it down there too.
Yeah, I think he does too. And he's been he won the tournament this year. So.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to keep him.
I would think so too. And I don't know who was our seventh grade. Brady Collick, maybe?
Brady was our seventh grade.
And then help me out. Freshman coach. We didn't have freshman.
Didn't have freshman. It was gonna be Brady.
Okay, is that what it was?
I don't think we ended up not getting one.
I understand that he's looking for a new scorebook guy and a new gym announcer.
Trust me, that's no problem.
That's not going to be a problem.
I have no... It's about time to shut her down anyway.
30. So how long you been doing that?
My first year is 1985, so this would be 32 years.
Yeah. So is that longer than Ernie Williams did it?
I don't know. I don't know. Rick Irm.
I'm not sure.
I have to do some stats.
He did it a long time.
He did it a long time.
32 years is a lot. How long you been, Micah?
No clue. 10, maybe? Yeah.
Big P.
Eight. I think Big P's been going 8.
I think,
but he took over.
Yeah.
Harold did JV for several years before that. So.
Yeah. I did that.
So,
too.
Yeah.
You did do the JV, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's right.
JV.
How you been there? 10 years? 12 years?
Yeah. Great seat.
Super seat.
Great seat.
We'll be off seat, man. I don't know. Bayshore's a big boy.
He's not a big one.
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, he's tall. I think he's 6'5", I'd say, probably.
I guess that.
Has a couple kids.
Blocked out again.
Yeah, two kids, two young kids.
5 and 3 or something like that.
Yep. So, welcome to Fort Recovery, Mr. Bayshore.
Good luck, Mr. Bayshore. Heck yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's always exciting.
Hopefully, he comes in to the community and embraces it the way Father Matt did.
Yeah.
Does, you know.
Yep.
You've seen Father Matt on Facebook, you know, dancing at a wedding, you know, with the bride and stuff.
Classic.
And he's done more in his 1 year, because I think it was right around the time of the Jubilee or right after that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You know, and he has done more to get involved than a lot of people have. And I think we have some key people, especially in the school system, that could do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Jump in there.
Yeah. You know,
this town loves people like that.
They do. You know, and I would love to see our administration be more involved like that. I mean, you look at Ferks and Mr. Ferks and I'm not saying nothing, you know, I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah.
It's like you go to a baseball game, they won't set the Fort Recovery people.
Yeah.
You know, they said, you know, I don't care what the reason is, but I would think they would want to mingle. You know, if there ever comes a time where we got to pass a school levy, you know, that you'd think they're going to have to mingle.
People better know who these guys are that's leading our school and our kids.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it through a letter in the mail, you know. You have to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Jump out there.
And
so I'm thinking I've seen those guys around at a lot of stuff, but I don't seem to have any problem with it, but that's okay.
Well, but it just seems like they're separated to a certain extent. Like,
I guess, and
I just think, you know, Father Matt, he comes up and has breakfast with the boys, and he comes up and
even his college stuff, you know, with the college kids, and meets with them uptown at Tin Man's and has a beer with them. Right. You know? What a neat thing to do, you know, and just talk about life.
And the thing about it is when you have, or we've had Justin Ferks on here, or Tony Stahl, or Marcus Overman, great guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely great guys.
Great guys.
All of them are top-notch people. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. No.
Just like seeing him a little bit more.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, shaking hands and kissing some babies. And,
absolutely.
You know, but, I mean, they got...
Shaking babies and kissing hands.
Hey, I'm with you, bro.
There you go.
100%. But anyway, you know, we got a new basketball coach. We got a lot of great things happening. School's last day is tomorrow, so the little Rugrats are fired up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, I remember my last day of school.
Awesome.
I had my squirt guns loaded.
Loaded and ready.
I mean, I had that hand thing, that green thing that shot about 90 mile an hour. I had like three of them loaded and cocked in my pockets.
Ready to go.
I had the big bazooka for the bus that Mr. Yoakum took and smashed.
Yep. Take it away from me.
I hate Yoakum for that.
What age were you?
I was
22.
Senior.
I mean, that was what we did, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Squirt guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember our
sleepovers.
Senior year.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Our senior year, I remember last day of school, we tried to get a food fight going.
How'd that work out?
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
I think I threw something, and everyone just, like, kind of ducked their heads. I'm like...
We're out?
Right, yeah. I'm the one that threw it. And so.
You get detention?
Yeah, they're going to give me detention last day of school.
You got half an hour of detention. That's it.
No, it's the last day of school, and... It brings back great memories.
Oh, my God.
And also, tomorrow is a big day for our family. It's Lane Konecki's birthday,
Number two.
And today was Diem's.
Diem's number one.
Number one.
So, that's kind of neat stuff, ain't
that's
it?
That's big.
Yeah. Shout out to Diem and Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday,
little
Rugrats.
Happy birthday.
That's right. And then, let's take a break, and we're coming back. We'll talk Indian baseball and the season that was, and we'll talk about the future of Fort Recovery baseball. And, we'll be right back with Bub and Fee right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Winter's over, the warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rosberg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RosbergAcres.com.
The the Village of Fort Recovery and the family of Paul Stogler invite you to the dedication of the Paul Stogler Recreational Trail on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock at the community park. The trail was constructed with funds provided in part by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Paul Stogler family. Most of us have already seen and enjoyed this great addition to our community park, and you're all invited to this dedication ceremony. If you can't be there for the ceremony, Fort Recovery Radio will record it and we'll have it in our archives later that evening. So make your plans to get to the community park on Sunday afternoon, June 11th at 2 o'clock for the dedication of the new Paul Stogler Recreational Trail.
Oh, great
tune. Oh, good tune.
We're not allowed to say the name of the song.
We're not?
No.
Like a bridge over troubled waters.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Perry Hall, Jack Stogler, Mick Spence, and Mick Charlie. Here at Sports Talk. Fee, we went to break and we wanted to talk about the baseball season that was. And
yes, sir.
And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And talk a little bit about... let's talk a little bit about the Parkway game, and we, you know, we threw Nick Twaits, we had our ace, and we just couldn't, it just snowballed.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the show of the night. I mean, we started out in game around the first inning, you know, and
right.
It wasn't an error, but Cody should have caught the pop up, which is, he'll catch that 9 out of 10 times, but.
Correct.
They ended up getting a run there, which was no big deal, and they did in the second inning. We had another error, you know, drop ball, and they scored another unearned run. So we're down two, and you know, when you're back thinking about when we played them in the season, and it was nothing to nothing for 8 innings. You know, you're thinking, oh my, 2 runs. But we ended up tying it back up in the third.
Right.
Couple big hits, and actually we had guys on first and second, and. We could have got another run. We didn't get any, but we ended up tying it up 2-2. Went out in the fourth, held them, and then came up bottom of the fourth, bottom of the lineup, and we got 2 guys on with 1 out. Went to the top of the lineup. Cade popped out, and Will struck out. That was a huge opportunity.
Yeah, there. That's right.
I think I just felt like if we could have got the lead there, it would have been a bit different game.
Yeah.
But and then we came out and just had a horrible inning.
Yeah, that's right.
Just
and,
a horrible.
No, you couldn't have said it better. And the thing about that is if you look back on it, leadoff hitter hits a ground ball to Benny at short. Benny boots it and goes right through his wickets. Next play is a, if not a tailor-made double play ball.
No doubt, out of second.
Yeah, and Nick Twaits throws it out in center field. Now, you're talking about 2 kids that if they ain't there, we ain't there playing that game anyway.
No, exactly.
But it just shows you that they're, you know, these kids are kids.
Yeah.
And what happened from there on out was just kind of a bunch of errors. And nobody feels worse than them kids out there playing.
Oh,
And, you know, it was one of them deals where, you know, if we play Parkway, you know, they play us tough.
They have for 4 years. And they are aggressive at the plate. I mean, they went after Nick, you know, and they hit the ball, put it in play. Not that they were great hits.
No, right.
We just didn't make plays. You know,
that's
we make plays, and it's a different ball game.
That's exactly right. And the season comes to an end. The Indians end up 13-11, and we lose a couple seniors, Davis Will and Micaiah Cox, that we had in here, and a
couple good guys. Yeah.
And but Fee, talk a little bit about next year and what we got coming back, and the importance that these guys got to get better.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a. In my opinion, probably one of the top pitching staffs in Division 4 next year. I mean, we have four of our kids back in Nick Twaits, who's the best pitcher in probably in Ohio in Division 4. And Cade Wendell, who's right behind him, is a dang good pitcher, too. And Ben Holman's back, and also Reese Rogers. That was our 4 starters this year, you know, and we're not losing any of them.
Yep.
And, you know, I think with that squad – we've got to get a great defensive team behind him. And, you know, and guys like Posty, you know, he played third force this year. He's got to get better. I mean, he's got to know that he's got to feel comfortable down there and hopefully just fall in love with that position and work hard this summer. We messed around with that catcher for a while, you know. I don't know what we're going to do there, but we ended up switching Cody out to second base, you know. Cody's got to do one or the other. I mean, he's going to have to learn either how to catch back here and throw guys out and get better at it, get quicker at it.
Right.
Or he's going to have to learn how to really get good at second base. And, yeah. he can do that. I mean, that's a sophomore.
He will work his butt off.
Absolutely. And he did that this year. As a sophomore, he was in there all the time, working his butt off. And that's why you loved him. I mean, you wanted him to do good. And for the most part, he did a nice job this year.
All right.
I think we've got a great freshman class in there, that's coming up. They're going to be sophomores next year. We got Ethan Shane back. There's another kid that there's positions all over the place, for us to find. You got to go get them, and you got to be able to hit the ball a little bit. And I just feel like if we put a good defensive team behind our pitching staff this year, next year, if we can put together 3 or 4 runs a game, we're going to win a lot of games.
Fee, our top five guys in our lineup, we start out with Cade, who batted 400, All-Mac. Will Homan, who was second team All-Mac, or honorable mention, one or the other, I'm not sure. And then Tweitsy's first team and, hits the crap out of the ball. Benny Homan's a stud. Reese Rogers batted 300. You have five kids there, okay? So we have these five kids who are varsity baseball players.
Yep.
And then we filled in with some kids that had zero varsity experience.
Right, right.
And I think our expectations were pretty high.
Sure.
But when it comes right down to it, man, them are important roles.
I mean, it's a tough – you're exactly right. We took four kids off that JV team and plugged them right in and said, don't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's like, Posty's down there at third, and he made some fantastic plays this year.
Defensively, that kid's going to be – he's fine.
He can play, yeah. And he had a few errors, but, it was like a magnet there for a while where he got the worst bounces I've ever seen for a kid at third base. But had some fantastic plays, and I think, like we talked about, Cody's a hard worker. He's ready to go. We got Mason Will on the bench, another kid that is a sophomore that I think can be a great infielder if he wants to work hard at it. We got a great eighth grade class coming in, I think. There's a lot of good baseball players coming in there, too. So,
yeah.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. We got...
The cupboard definitely is not bare.
No, it's not
bare. Hey, we got a shout-out here, Fee.
We got a shout-out.
We have Deb and Dan Fowler.
Yeah.
And Julie and Dan Collig listening in Destin, Florida.
How cool is that?
Yeah. That's
pretty cool.
Deb, I hate her.
Yeah.
Because every Snapchat, she's on the beach or having drinks or rubbing it in big time.
She had more vacation than I do.
That's unbelievable. Of course, she is like 60.
Yeah.
She's been at Cooper Farms for 40 years.
I don't think it's been quite that many.
Deb's been there. Deb is a champ at Cooper Farms.
Deb is a champ.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. So I hope they're having fun. It sure looks like they are.
Oh, I bet they are.
And I think Dan Collins raised turkeys for a few years, too.
I'd say he has.
Yep.
Did he build that barn?
Yep.
I think he did, too.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah,
I'll bet Dan. You think Amish did it?
Neil's
such an idiot. But see, that's the kind of stuff I like out of Spencer.
Huh? Yeah.
He's
a one liner every
time. Yeah, it just makes me chuckle.
It
does. It makes me chuckle.
Little belly laugh.
So the Fort Cover Union baseball season ends, and Fee, last night you had a sports banquet. And talk a little bit about your award winners last night.
Yeah, we had our pitcher of the year, of course, was Nick Tweitsy, and Will Homan got the defensive player of the year. He had no errors at all this year in center field.
Really?
Yep. Cade Wendell was our Indian, and Cade also won the batting average.
Yep.
And the batting average was awesome. It was our numbers are probably off a little, but Cade was like 357. Nick was like 352.
Oh my.
I think Benny was at about 325, and Reese was right at 300 too. So we had a great competition there.
That was about what my batting average was back in high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right at that.
I do. This is the truth. I hold one of the records for Fort Recovery.
What do you got?
And the most hits in an inning, and I had two.
Yep.
I had three all season.
No.
Yes.
Two in one inning.
I had two in one inning, three the whole season. I was 3 for 35.
That's awesome.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Put a pencil to it.
That's pretty good.
That is great.
But boy, did I have an inning.
You did have a great inning.
I had a great inning.
I've heard it. Tremendous inning.
I've heard it talked about.
It was a good one.
Perry, did you play baseball?
I was a trackster.
Was you?
Yep.
Well, that's a great segue in because I have the up to the minute track results from our teams and regionals. Now, let's take a break. It's 9 o'clock. We'll come back with all the track results from today and the season. And I'm telling you right now, Kim Wendell is a champ. She set this up for
me. She's awesome.
No way.
She's going to make me sound like a genius.
She is. Isn't she?
Yeah, she's awesome. She is.
Like you've been researching why.
I know. But this is all Kim Wendell.
Hot off the press.
Let's take a break and we'll come right back.
Brittany, what's all this hype about Wayne Street Market's new loyalty rewards card?
I'll tell you, it's fantastic. Bella Rewards is Wayne Street Market's new loyalty card that rewards you for shopping with them. I got points each time I shopped and just redeemed a few for a Boston Stoker coffee the other day. There are lots of really cool rewards, too, that you can save your points up for, like a free shopping spree.
Is it hard to sign up?
Not at all. All you have to do is type in your email at the iPad, scan your card, and you're finished.
Wow, Britt, that sounds awesome. I'll sign up today at Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Bowling season is over, but you can still stop out and see Corey and Jared and go bowling. Miracle Lanes is open Wednesday through Sunday. Just stop out and bowl. And of course, there's the great food. Call 375-4274 and order from their great variety of wings, subs and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches and more. Then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for your birthday parties and other get-togethers. Stop out and see Corey and Jared this week. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and as always, Fort Recovery's Memorial Day ceremony will be held on Friday evening at the Monument Park. The ceremony will begin at 7 p.m. at the North Wayne Street Bridge, and the parade will then proceed to Monument Park for the Memorial Day ceremony starting around 7:30. If you can't make it to the ceremony, Fort Recovery Radio will record the ceremony and will replay it as soon as we can that evening and again on Monday at noon. Get to this always inspiring ceremony on Friday evening, but if you can't make it that night, Fort Recovery Radio will rebroadcast it later that night and again on Monday at noon. Fort Recovery Museum will be presenting a series of talks which will explore Native American topics from their active life on the Ohio frontier through their forced removal from Ohio in the 1800s in response to the Indian Removal Act during President Andrew Jackson's presidency. The first of these presentations will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at the museum. Life as a Shawnee on the Ohio frontier is the topic that Native American Jeremy Turner will present. Mr. Turner is an enrolled member of the Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma and a descendant of the Wyandot Nation and the Seneca Cayuga Tribes of Oklahoma. He will be sharing his research on the culture, history, and life ways of his three tribes, and he has been involved in many historical reenactments and also several films on the History Channel and PBS. Make your plans now to get to the museum this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for Native American Jeremy Turner with the first in a series of very interesting presentations exploring Native American topics. American topics.
Bring it. We're not allowed to say the name of this song.
It's a brick.
Ow.
Yeah.
No, it's
That's
not.
It. Right there.
It's Will the Thrill. Can I say that?
Will the Thrill.
Will the Thrill.
I like it.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold
Hello,
Feely,
buddy.
Perry Hall, Jack Stogler, Bob Stogler. We are here. We got a new basketball coach. We talked about the addition of
Mr. Michael Bayshore.
Michael Bayshore, who I'm looking forward to getting to know and running our program and leading the Indians. I'm excited about it. I mean,
I fresh start.
You know,
I agree.
You have to just move on.
That's right. You know, we can't dwell on the past because it's just time to start. And I think when you an outside perspective and starting over, and then I'm saying, well, that's good. Let's go.
See how he coaches. And
you know what?
What's his philosophy?
This is nothing against anybody that applied for it and didn't get it because there were some. high quality people that you did that, but you know what? It is always a tough choice whenever you have an opening like this because one guy is happy about it, and yeah. that's the guy that gets it.
It's got to be an even tougher choice when you don't have a, when you don't have a teaching job.
Oh, that yeah. makes it tough.
I mean, you could go into that thing with no teaching jobs and have. I mean, we were lucky to get as good applicants as we got.
Exactly.
I think they did good in hiring Mr. Bayshore.
I applied.
Did really? You? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be a great coach. Yeah. Couldn't hear nothing.
Couldn't hear.
No. Never be a foul
coach
called.
Coach, you suck. Hey, all right.
Never.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
No idea what you said.
So tonight we started the regional tracks, and we had some kids in it. And tonight's events, Robbie Lefevre, he ran in the 100-yard dash.
There's no way he did any good.
And he did win it with a time of 11:63.
100-meter dash.
That's fast.
100-meter dash.
Road runner.
He is the road runner.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
I do a good road runner.
Meep, meep.
That is good.
Meep, meep. Neil, you like it?
Meep, meep.
I like it a lot.
Thank you, bub. Appreciate it.
Super.
So congratulations, Rob Lefevre. He moves on to run Friday, May 25th at 6:12 p.m. Then Troy, Ohio. This is all at Troy High School Stadium.
Check that again. My calendar says May 25th is a Thursday.
May 25th tomorrow.
She didn't get a chance to proofread it. Kim, you're listening. Don't make me look stupid.
Too late.
Friday, May 25th.
Okay.
It's May 26th.
May 26th.
Probably.
Okay, it's Friday. So he runs Friday,
okay.
May 26th at 6:12 p.m.
At Troy?
At Troy High School Stadium, football stadium.
And that is...
You're asking me a lot of questions.
Regionals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fee, don't make me look stupid.
All right, you're doing good.
All right, bub. And then also tonight, Robbie Lefevre ran in the 200-meter dash.
No way he did any good.
And Robbie qualified, don't say his time, but I think he finished fifth. And he qualified, and he runs at 7:40 Friday. So he runs 6:12 and 7:40, okay? Now, the boys 4x1 qualified to run tonight's prelims, coming in with a time of 45:39. Riley Pearson, Jacob Atchison, Butch Shane, and Robbie Lefevre. Jacob Atchison couldn't run.
Timmerman?
The Timmerman boy.
Jared
Timmerman ran, and guess what? Advanced to run went Friday. They run at 8:25 p.m. Friday at Troy. Everybody that ran today moves on.
Isn't
How
that
about
amazing?
That?
Awesome. That is awesome. Love it.
That is incredible.
That is great.
Tremendous.
So Friday, day two of the regionals, which would be because they don't know anyway. But Chloe will qualify for the regionals in the girls 3200, and she will run at 7:45 p.m. Travis Sutter qualified for the regionals in the boys 600 meter for the time of 4:38, and he runs May 26th at 6:45. Travis Sutter. And for your information, high school track coach Hank Bevington, a Parkway grad, state hurdler back in his days, ran track at Heidelberg College.
Huge honor.
And this is where this comes. And congratulations to Coach Bevington and all of our track kids.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's a pretty damn good day.
Moving on. Yeah.
Congratulations to all the tracksters.
I remember
running against Hank Bevington.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
This guy's got some guns.
Does he really?
He was at the show last night. I was like, Jerry, he'd kill you.
Okay, so then let's go to the junior high track team, okay? The head coach was Kyle Moody and Coach Scott Abels. And now here, listen to this. Okay, so they have 60 kids going out for track.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's a bunch.
That is. And every kid gets a chance to make something happen for themselves, and that's what it's all about. And this is Kim Wendell's writing, and
yep.
And Kim gets it. You know?
Kim gets it.
She does get it.
Absolutely, she does.
To Parkway Invitation, the boys came in third. The girls finished second. And the Bremen Invitation, the boys came in third out of 13 teams. Girls came in sixth in the county, in the county meet. And the Mac boys... In the MAC meet, the boys finished second and the girls finished fifth. Records broken. Okay, Owen Mormon broke a lot of records. On April 8th at the Parkway Invitational, he set a new record with a time of 24:92 being the previous record held by Robbie Lefevre.
Whoa.
If you're beating Robbie Lefevre, you can motor.
That's pretty good time.
At the new New Bremen Invitational. He breaks a 200-meter record again, the 24, with a time of 24:58. Also set a new school record at this event. He also set a MAC record at this event, which was held by Hunter Wilker at 24:75.
Wow.
This kid
set a MAC record.
He set a MAC record.
This kid's a great football player, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be fun.
His name is Owen Mormon.
Yep.
Hunter Wilker was a hell of a, hell of an athlete for Marion Local back in
then. Now, wait a minute. And then on May 11th at the MAC meet in Versailles, he broke the record again with a time of 24:371. So he broke the MAC record, all-time MAC record, twice.
Twice.
And in the MAC meet, he sweeps the 1, 2, and 400 meter. So, Owen Mormon, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Keep it up, man.
That is freaking awesome.
So, what family? I don't know.
I think it's Tom and his wife, the one that works up at the school.
Tom and his wife.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah. That sounds right.
Let's see if we got anything here. I'm getting some.
Well.
No.
Wait a minute.
Whoever it is, I like them a lot.
What is it?
It's from Bill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but it's very impressive. I mean, you know, to sweep those three, that is
unbelievable.
Incredible.
Congratulations to Owen Mormon.
Yep.
And then we have Elena Evers set a new junior high record in discus, 94 feet, breaking Holly Stein's mark of 92.2.
Ooh, Holly, pretty good dude.
Holly Stein went to
state.
She's
going to be a future Hall of Famer.
I went and watched her. Derek Judy won the MAC 110 hurdles at the MAC meet. Derek Judy was state bound. How about that?
Derek Judy's a
Derek
great
Judy,
athlete.
Yeah. Derek Judy is. So this year, the OHSA held its first sanctioned junior high track meet in Lancaster, Ohio, May 20th. The top 16 in state qualified in their event in all three divisions. Regan Martin tied the record of 5'8" jump at the April 17th track meet.
Regan
Martin. Jack's leaving. See, Jack.
Jack says, I quit.
He just said, I'm done.
He's got pee.
Thanks, Jack.
Pee break.
That qualified him to the high jump at the state junior high meet, and he jumped 5'9", placed 5th in the state. Regan Martin, congratulations,
tremendous.
Buddy. Yep.
Did it say what day he did that?
It's April 17th, Spency, is what it says here, I think.
Okay.
Kiara Wendell, Kiki Wendell. She breaks her own 400-meter dash record with a run of 102.7. What's that? I don't know. I think she's missing the point there, but I don't know. New school record. May 6th, she broke the Mercer County meet record with a time of 101 in the 400-meter dash. She also clean sweep the county meet and wins the 1, 2, and 400-yard dash.
Woo! We got some fast people.
Wow.
She broke the MAC record in the 400-meter dash with a time and set a new Fort Recovery Junior High record again. Let's see. That's unbelievable is what this girl did. May 11th, she also broke the 200-meter time with a time of 27:34. That record was held by Julie Greasy for 23 years.
Wow. Whoa.
And it was broken by Kiki Wendell. She also went to state on May the 20th. And her third best run of the year, and she placed 10th in the state. And can you give a shout-out to all the people who worked at the track meets who made it possible? P.S. the Stalgler women for helping run the track meet as well. So, yeah, I think my kids and my
good
wife all work up there. So thanks to the Fort Kennedy schools. Thanks to the athletic director for giving Kiara the opportunity to run in the 2017 state track meet. Wasn't her best run of the season, but the experience she got from running at state level was a win to take home. A lot learned. They would especially like to thank Coach Moody, Coach Abels for making the trip there themselves. Your support and guidance before and after the race are so gratifying, especially being there for her after a tough run with words of encouragement.
Yep.
How about that? That's a hell of a letter.
That's
God
a good
love
letter,
her.
Yeah.
And that's
Timmy is the best.
Yeah, that's right.
She's the best.
So she did all that stuff, and here's the thing. I texted her about 7:15.
Ooh.
And I said, Kim, we got the show tonight. Any chance you could get me the track stuff?
Something.
She goes, I'll come up with something. What time you need it? I said, we're going on at 8. And her little boy, Sage, runs it in here.
Now, Champ. She did.
Huh?
That's Champ.
That is. And I tell you what, man.
We really appreciate people getting us that information. That is just awesome.
That is right. Yeah.
And of course, we love the kids.
The junior high state stuff, that's all new then, huh?
Yeah, I think it is new. I think it is.
I never remember anybody ever doing that.
No, I remember maybe a couple of years ago, there was some, I think like Kylie Kolick was like the first one I remember doing that, but that wasn't sanctioned.
Yeah.
It's neat that it's.
I knew they had Mac meets and stuff in junior
high. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Sounds like we got a great future in the old track team.
I agree.
Team.
Yep. Spencey, do you have the press release from the Bayshore? Did he send you? Did the school send you?
Yeah, they did send one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yep. I paraphrased some of it and put it in a news thing. If you want, we can play that in a little bit. But
no, I was just curious. So that was our track, and congratulations to all the coaches and all the kids who work their butt off, and what a deal that is. How great is that to have 60 kids in junior high track?
That's unreal.
That is unbelievable.
And there's probably a couple of them that are going to get stronger and stuff that we didn't even hear their names.
Right.
That we're going to hear their names in high school.
Yeah. Oh, so, sure. No, it's neat. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. We got plenty of other stuff to talk to. We got Mr. Wade Gailhouse going to call in here, and we're going to pick Wade's braid. So we'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Clinkern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinkernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinkern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 14th through the 18th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening, duck races, and live bands each night. Other events include Cooper's Kitties Day, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 14th through 18th at Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
Michael Bayshore has been selected as the new head boys basketball coach here at Fort Recovery. Coach Bayshore has 13 years of coaching experience, including the last 4 years as the varsity boys basketball coach at Greenville. Before going to Greenville, Coach Bayshore was the junior varsity boys coach and the boys varsity assistant coach at Versailles. While at Greenville, Coach Bayshore won the Greater Western Ohio Conference, the GWOC title, in the 2015-16 season and was named the GWOC Coach of the Year, the District 9 Coach of the Year, and the Southwest Ohio Division 1 Coach of the Year. Coach Bayshore resides in Versailles with his wife Elizabeth and their two children, Isaiah 5 and Sophia 3. In a press release, Fort Recovery Superintendent Justin Firk said, "We are extremely excited to have Coach Bayshore and his family join our school family and our community in Fort Recovery." Throughout the interview process, Coach Bayshore impressed us with not only his knowledge of the game of basketball, but his vision on how to build a program at all levels of our program while developing positive relationships with his student athletes. His experience coaching in the MAC at Versailles and in the GWOC at Greenville has prepared Coach Bayshore to lead the Fort Recovery basketball program now and in the future. Again, Michael Bayshore has been named as Fort Recovery's head boys basketball coach. He had been Greenville's head boys basketball coach the last four seasons. Fort Recovery Radio wishes Coach Bayshore good luck on his new job here at Fort Recovery.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Mr. Feely, Mr. Wednesday. Hall. Jack left the building.
Howdy.
Jack, he leaves a mess here.
He's gone, he's, so.
He did.
Yeah.
Kind of big.
I can't believe he's up that late. He's old. He really is old.
He is old.
We got a caller coming in
here. Yes, we do.
Hey, who we got on the line right now?
This is Wade Gelhaus.
Wade Gelhaus.
Wade Gelhaus. How you doing, buddy? Hey.
Calling live from Saginaw, Michigan. How you doing, partner?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We are doing fabulous.
Not too bad.
So what's your game plan here now? Basketball's over, right?
Yeah, I'm retired now.
Oops.
Are you retired or are you what? Are you grad assistant in or anything like that? What's your game plan?
Nope. So I'm going to graduate here in August, hopefully, as long as I don't feel anything.
Don't do that.
And I'm working on becoming an officer in the Navy.
What?
Whoa.
Yep.
Really?
I haven't really told anybody, but that's my game plan.
Okay, we won't tell anybody.
We ain't telling anybody.
We won't tell nobody.
News right here.
So it was like, Mom and Dad know this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whole family knows.
Well, congratulations, Bub. How great is that?
That is awesome.
Admiral Gelhaus.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we can wait.
So you got, well, you say you have classes are over for the semester and you have one class to go. Is that correct?
Yeah, just one more class.
And then you get done. When will that be over with, Bub?
Middle of August. Saginaw, and hopefully get my degree then.
So you working, you co-oping, or what are you doing this year?
Yeah, I have an internship at Next Year Automotive.
Okay.
And, they do steering columns and pretty much all of North American vehicles.
Yeah. So what's your game plan there? And you sign up with the Navy then, or what's this game?
So I've taken the test for it, medical examination as well. Next step is just deciding which crew I want to apply for.
Huh. So, okay. When did you decide this? Was this just something you just said, you know what, let's do it?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, probably for the last two or three years. Just kind of made a reality a couple months ago. Just started talking to the right people and got in good hands with a good recruiter, and things just started happening.
What did you know somebody that was doing that, or what made you think of that?
I don't even know where it started, to be honest. I got a brother-in-law in the military. He's been great help for me. I got a few of my friends who've been in, especially around here in Saginaw, and just felt right for me.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, buddy. Yeah. We're awful proud of you. That's pretty neat.
I had talked to you earlier today, and did you say you're playing softball tonight?
I'm trying to, at least.
How's your softball game?
I swing for the fences every time.
Atta boy. Have you ever hit a home run?
I got two on the year so far. So.
Oh, you're all right. That's not bad.
Not bad out of 95 at bats.
Yeah, not too bad.
Pretty much.
Hey, Wade, let's talk a little bit about your senior season. Let's just talk about your whole career up there at Saginaw. And we didn't get, and it you know, it bugs me that I didn't get a chance to go up there and watch a game. We absolutely loved watching you here at Fort Recovery. And you had a career up there that you made the All-GLIAC first team defensive, and how cool is that?
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, that had to be something you had to be pretty proud of, partner.
Oh, that's a great honor. I'm not sure actually how I got on the list. Starting to think it was a typo, but it was a great honor. I mean, I had great teammates, and they made it easy to play with for the past 4 years. So, you know, can't thank them enough.
I'll tell you what, that's a pretty prestigious league around our area, you know, and there's some damn good players up there. So that is something to be awful proud of.
Oh, yeah. A couple from Fort Recovery as well.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your experiences and your 4 years up there at Saginaw and how you developed as a player, as a guy, and just your whole experience the 4 years that you've been there.
Well, I mean, it was definitely difficult, especially go to the state up north to play basketball. But it helped me, you know, get away from the family a little bit. I don't say that negatively, but
no, right.
Just to be on my own and you know, learn to be independent. They could help me in that manner. Got to meet a lot of great people up here, and you know, they help shape me who I am today, and can't thank them enough.
And you talk a little bit about how basketball played an important role in your life, and for you to take the step that you're taking, and when you leave home and you leave a family like you have, and as about as close a knit family as there is, and to leave that says a lot about you as a person, I think.
Well, I think it just, you know, goes to show how well you know, my parents have invested in me and try to teach me to do the right thing. It's going to be tough to be away from them, but I think the fact that we are close as a family is going to help with the communication. You know, we talk at least once a week, so
yeah,
at least we keep up to date.
And you know, with your sister, she's traveling the world, and yeah. You know, it's with the modern technology there is now, Chris, it's not that big a deal anymore, is it?
No, I mean, I don't see my parents as much as it is right now, with being just 4 hours away, so mm-hmm. It's going to be different. Well, I won't be able to come home as much, but I'm starting to get used to being away from home, but it will be a challenge, and yeah. I'm sure I'll get used to it.
So the Navy, now when you go into something like that, do you have options now of like where will you be stationed, or is that's still in the future?
It's still in the future. Flying for an officer is kind of nice, especially in the Navy. Mm-hmm. To my understanding, and in the Navy is whatever I apply for, that's the only jobs that I can take. If I apply for it and actually do receive it, I still can turn it down. I have no intentions to, but yeah. It's nice because I can apply for 3 jobs. And I don't have to make my decision now. Make my decision down the road.
Good.
And it depends. I mean, it depends on the job as far as what your chances are of being in the place that you want to be in the world.
Sure.
Well, that's just neater than heck. And you know, I want you to know that this room and this mic is always open. Anytime you get your butt back here to Fort Recovery, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's been an honor to be on here. I can't thank you guys enough for letting me be on here.
I'll tell you what, big fella. We, you know, when the rumor came out that Wade Gailhaus was coming to Fort Recovery, you know, you was a freshman and my son was a senior. And boy, was I excited then. And I tell you what, for all the years you were here, what a great kid you are. What a great family you got. And I can't be more prouder than you. I mean, you've just been a heck of a great kid, bud.
No, role model. Absolutely.
Absolute role model for everybody.
Thank you, guys. And I just want to thank you guys for everything you've done for me over the past 4 years and that I was at Fort Recovery in the past 4 years afterwards. And it's a great honor to be a part of the Fort Recovery community. It's been, you know, great experiences being with the greatest of people in the world.
Well, Bub, that's you take awesome care of yourself. Guy. Remember, the mics are always open. The phone lines are always open. And I expect to hear from you soon,
my friend.
Give
us a call anytime.
Good luck.
Buddy.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, bud.
See you,
Wade. Let's take a break. Come right back. Wrap this show up. Bub and V. Right after this.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means at Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419-375-2865. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
It's that time again. It's the 8th annual Rachel Rue Brackman Wiffle Ball Tournament. Head down to Forsyth Park on Saturday, June 24th for a full day of fun starting at 10:30 in the morning. Get your team entered, six or seven people, by calling Trent at 419-852-8852 or Alex at 419-852-9392 before June 20th. Entry fee is $100, and all the proceeds go to the Rachel Rue Brackman Memorial Scholarship Fund. There'll be plenty of food and refreshments, along with the DJ, a 50-50 drawing, and t-shirts will be available. This will be a fun-filled day, whether you're playing or just watching and visiting with friends. So head on down to Forsyth Park on Saturday, June 24th, for the 8th Annual Rachel Brackman Wiffle Ball Tournament. The 6th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 girls and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Sunday, June 4th by contacting Derek Bax at 419-852-8862 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448, or you can email them at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2017 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for the schedule. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2017 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 4th. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
We're back.
What happened?
We kind of just popped in here.
Yeah.
What are we, 9:33?
Yeah, 9:28. Why'd you say 9:33?
I'm backwards. I'm looking in a window over there.
Hey, man, 9:33?
I can't see which one side it is.
You're an idiot. That's pretty good, though.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. We're back here with the... we just had to talk to Wade Gailhouse, who feed me and you are just...
I love that kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a future Hall of Famer, ain't he, Bobby?
Oh, head. Yeah, absolutely.
No doubter.
He might be on submarine.
He might be on
when
submarine.
When he gets inducted.
Yeah, we got to get him in here.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Navy Admiral Gailhouse.
Admiral Gailhouse.
Actually, ain't got a bad ring.
Pretty good ring.
Yeah.
Admiral Stogler? No.
No.
Admiral Philly?
No.
Admiral Hall?
Yep. There's been a couple of Admiral Halls.
No. Who? Abner.
Commodore Hall. Perry.
Right there.
Commodore Perry.
There was a Hall. There was Revolutionary War.
Submarine. That's what way to be.
Chuck's on it, ain't he?
Yep. Probably.
Plus, ships have hulls, so that's a natural admiral hull would have to...
You've been doing the book for 33 years.
Yes.
He's probably top 3-4 exciting players to watch.
I mean, I would put him number 2.
Probably 2. Greg Golic and then him.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at just as far
just
as...
Just neatest stuff. I mean, it was amazing his senior year. When he would dunk, our crowd wouldn't even get excited anymore.
Nah, we're so used to it.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we were so spoiled.
I remember Billy Leonard's dunking and going crazy because we hadn't seen a dunk forever.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was the neatest thing ever.
Yeah, we were so spoiled with with what we went through there for 6 or 7
hammer
years.
Hammer dunks, you know, just tremendous.
Then we had Greg for 4, then we had Wade, and then we had Elijah.
Yeah.
And the Willikers, was that some fun basketball?
We had some fun basketball.
Yeah.
You know, Clint Toby before that, Bobby Ramel, that was a great class there, too.
Right. You know, you look at what we got coming up here this year with these kids, and Coach Bayshore's going to have some tough decisions.
Yeah.
He's got some, he's going to have some tough.
It'd be neat. And if he's a defensive-oriented guy, there's going to be some kids that are going to have to get better.
Yeah, and there's some freshmen.
Oh, my, yeah.
That he's going to say.
Oh, my. He's going to look at that and say, wow.
Right.
Because they can guard. There's some kids in that 8th grade class, they can guard.
And he's being from Versailles, he knows, I mean, he ain't stupid.
Oh, yeah,
he's a Jones, he's a basketball Jones, so he knows everything.
He knows what it's going to
do. Yeah, yeah. What are you moving me at? What am I looking? How am I looking?
Looking good.
How about this look?
Got to get in the blue steel.
What, you think so? Let me turn the camera on, man. There you go. How about that look?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports dog.
Smoky.
After hours. Did you watch Jimmy Fallon last night?
I did. Who was he at? It was beginning was awesome.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah. I did. It was awesome.
Barry's voice.
He can't sing a lick anymore.
He's done.
And his face, the surgery the dude's had on his face. How old's Barry Manilow? 70?
He's close to that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little older than I am, I think. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is unbelievable. Yeah.
How about
Perry, what do you think?
The Music Awards. How about Cher? She's 71.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
I love Cher.
And she's still hot. Ugh.
Do you really?
Love Cher.
She's a great pig ever.
I
hate her.
I love her.
You hate Cher?
I love her.
You don't like Cher?
No, not even a little bit.
Believe is my go-to karaoke song.
Really?
Every time.
Bring that crap out. Let's go.
Right now. I don't know about right now. Come on, man.
Do you believe in love and the love?
Bow, 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 bow. I can feel something inside.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You're the only guy that karaoke's to Cher.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, there's a lot of them in New York City.
My last couple days in Atlanta, one of my best friends down there, he took me out to the karaoke bar, and I just bellowed that out.
Did you?
No matter how hard I try.
Oh, no.
You keep pushing me aside, and I can't break through.
Good. Oh, my God.
There's no talking to you.
You should have been in the choir. Huh?
I don't
know. Should have.
Takes time to believe it. But after all the said and done.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love?
Neil, what do you think? Look at Neil.
I can feel
suicidal.
Neil's cringing. Inside myself.
Neil's getting ready to turn his mic off. Yeah.
I'm done, boys.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm gonna give him that.
That's good.
He is better than Cher.
Yeah. No, I watched
a
little bit of it.
Barbed wire fence.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of that, but man, that's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Cher, I can watch Country Music Awards.
Yep.
I mean, I can watch them all, you know, but man, them just that stuff. I can't stand some of them people.
Yeah.
And especially, I guess, because I get older and I'm out of that kind of music, you know?
Yeah. How about, did you watch The Voice?
So I don't know.
I have not watched The Voice.
Didn't watch it yet?
How was it?
Good.
Is it good? Who's the judges?
This time it was...
Shakila?
Gwen.
Whatever.
Stefani.
How was Gwen Stefani's hot?
She's hot.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Barry Manilow will be 74 in a month.
74?
Are you kidding me? Wow. He writes the songs, Neil.
Except he didn't write that particular song.
He wrote them all.
No, he didn't.
Every one of them.
He writes all the songs.
Except for I Write the Songs. He didn't write that song, but all the other ones he wrote.
Can I tell you something that he did do?
Yeah.
He wrote jingles.
Yes.
Jingles.
Yeah, and he was talking about that on Fallon last night.
Yeah, he said his most popular one he ever wrote was, "And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." He got $500 for writing that.
Yep.
40 years it's been going on.
Wow. Yep.
That same jingle.
He got $500.
He got $500.
Yep.
And at the time, he thought that was awesome.
Yeah. He said the lady that sings it, she's still making money. She's on her fourth Rolls Royce.
She's making billions.
He got $500 for writing that jingle. And there was another popular one he had. I can't think of what it was.
One of the McDonald's things. I'm stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids stuck on me.
I am stuck on a Band-Aid. And you know who the most popular jingle writer of all time is?
Who?
Charlie Sheen?
That's the guy on the show. That's not Charlie Sheen.
He wrote a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, on the show he did.
Did you see they're coming out with a new Top Gun?
No.
I saw that.
Two. Just announced it today.
Really? I like Top Gun.
Yeah, but these guys, How old are they?
Same cast?
Same cast.
Oh, you can't break.
They're also coming out with a new Major League. Same cast.
Yeah. Jeez.
Boys are digging up the graves.
There's not any good sequels.
No.
None at all.
Very few.
There are some good ones.
Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
Godfather 2 was okay. It was nowhere near as good as the first one.
No, but they never are. But
Christopher Nolan Batman, like The Dark Knight, was better than the first.
Batman
wasn't bad.
And all these Harry Potters.
Yeah.
They just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And Star Wars, Star Trek, or whatever the hell it is.
You're a wizard, Harry. That's Hagrid right there for everyone. The deep cut Harry Potter fans.
So, Phil, let's talk a little bit about our schedule. Is we are going to go sports talk up till Wednesday of the Jubilee.
Yes,
and we are going to have it Wednesday. Is going to be up here on the street. And we're going to have
that's our taste night, right?
Taste of Fort Recovery. And we're going to be live on Taste of Fort Recovery.
I like it.
And that's also going to be the wine tasting and craft beer. Because we did a 4-hour show.
So we're going to try to
the park.
We may set something out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We can do
and have something really cool.
So if you ever wanted to be on FR Radio, there's your night.
Wednesday night.
Come on and see us.
We're going to try like heck to get the basketball coach on maybe this week. I'd love to get Kurt Ramo on here.
Yeah.
Just to talk about how the
season in your
game. All the stuff that's going on with our sports, man.
Yeah.
He can't possibly get to all of it because a lot of it got track, softball, and baseball going on at the same time.
Well, so he's got to be busy.
He can't be at everything, but
summer rolls down.
He's witnessed a lot of stuff that we don't see.
So
we're all baseball.
It's a great, you talk about that track stuff. That is some great stuff.
That is awesome.
That is good stuff.
I seen
the kids last night, and it was something that I was kind of, and it's, some of them probably don't think it's such a big deal, but there was 4 Big P recipients last night, and every time I go to those things, Cody won that year, and so did Kelson. It meant so much to me, and those kids last night, they got it, it's pretty high. It's neat stuff. It's 3 sport athletes. It's you got to have at least 8 letters, and there's 4 kids that got it last night, and one of them was the Sutter boy.
Yeah,
was one of the runners that got him. So, neat stuff last night, I didn't mention too in the baseball. Davis Will got Chuck Etzler's award too, his scholarship. So that was kind of neat for him too. So it wasn't what I wanted this year, but all in all, a fun year. It was a fun year, and we had we had some breaks that go the right way. We're 19 and 8.
Absolutely.
But and maybe still playing. But cupboards are not bare. It'll be fun next year again.
No team in the history of baseball has ever lost tougher games than that team lost.
Yeah,
they did.
And when you think about how hard that is to overcome mentally.
It is.
That was the hardest part, I think. And I think when it snowballed against Parkway, it just kind of, it was like.
Yeah, we had we started 5-1, and then we lost a bunch in a row, and then we came back and won a bunch, and then we were 11-5, 11-4 at one point in time, and then we lost a bunch in a row, and got back. But we went to Parkway. That was a huge loss for us. The Dolphins game was a huge loss for us. We played so good and didn't get the W, but, that's baseball. Stuff happens.
And I can also tell you this, is that no team in the history of Fort Recovery High School, no team in the history of Fort Recovery High School baseball has ever played a schedule as hard as that team played.
Yeah, and we
there is
about
no
that.
We don't play the weak sisters anymore.
No.
We just don't do it.
If you watch right now, the team that beats us every year, that Newark Catholic, the last 2 years, they are. They said it last night. It's like 13-17.
Yeah, and they're still in.
And they're in a region. They're going to go. They're going to win the regionals. They'll get down to state again. They won't be 500.
Right.
But they play a brutal schedule.
Amen.
And I think that brutal schedule will make us better.
I did want to say today we had 3 local teams play. The Crestview girls, Coldwater girls, and Parkway girls all played regional softball. And they all 3 got beat.
They did get beat.
All three teams got beat. So, it's funny because we talk about I remember sitting talking to Rob Helmgarten about how good softball is south.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's all because of Greenville. All them kids come in there to Greenville, and they have an unbelievable program. And Franklin Monroe won today. They were up where they're actually. Now, how about this one? Franklin Monroe was ahead 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh, two outs, lightning delay, and they got to come back tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Think about that.
There's our Jubilee girls at the window.
Jubilee girls.
They're drunk.
No, they're not.
They're hammered.
If they were, they'd have come in.
They should have.
Probably right.
Yep.
So did I read that right? The regional tournament was at Greenville.
Yes.
That's neater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Hey, look who we have
Hello
here.
There, Mr. Etzler.
Mr. Etzler's Chuck Etzler. Howdy, howdy.
Talk about a legend.
Have a good old sit down.
A legend.
He is a legend.
Your imagination.
All right.
Ooh, ice cream social. I love the Lutheran Church.
It's tremendous.
Ice cream schedule. They got the greatest Chuck. Ice cream.
They do. And they
about 10 different flavors today.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
There you go. I could use a big dip of ice cream right now.
That'd be good.
Jody. You know, bowl ready with a little chocolate
syrup
on it. A
little syrup.
You ice cream guy, Neil?
Not a lot, but I do some.
Do you have ice cream in your freezer right now?
I do. I in the last 2 weeks, I bought ice cream for the first time in
Tutti Frutti?
In probably a year.
Really?
I've got a chunk of chocolate, and then I got some sort of other flavor, something or other.
I like a Neapolitan or whatever.
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
There's no R.
Strawberry chocolate, but vanilla.
Yep.
That's the best kind.
Well, they're having vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, maple nut, and pineapple.
Oh. Pineapple ice cream?
It's good. It's pretty good. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Pineapple ice cream.
Oh, it's pretty good. Theirs is really good.
I get them all. I get everything.
Do you really?
Yep. You get a bucket all of them. I need a bucket of every flavor you got.
Was it last year? I think it was last year they were giving it away.
Oh. Why?
Because they appreciated that everybody had always supported them.
Well, they did do a free thing.
It was all free. And you could go in, sit down, eat what you wanted. When you leave, you could get one of the quarts of any flavor you wanted.
Are they doing that again this year?
Nope.
They doubled their prices.
Double of nothing is still nothing.
Right,
so they raised them a couple of bucks.
As long as they keep playing their church bells, that's all I care.
Yep, awesome.
And somebody put on Facebook a couple of days ago about the church bells, and just neat.
They're only like at 10 o'clock at night, so I'm laying there, you know, and I'll say,
9, but yeah.
Ding, no, 10.
Is it 10?
It's late.
They did it 3.
It's late.
I thought they did it 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3, 6, 9.
I have no idea.
Maybe I'm just going to bed earlier.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
I got nothing. Perry, anything else?
Not a thing.
Next week, you're going to be on. You're going to have maybe the Eels.
Yep. Might have the summer swim team on. And
summer swim team. What's going on in the pool, too? Check that pool out.
Yeah.
And the swim team is, you know, but I was just sitting here thinking a little while ago, for Fort Recovery always being a basketball town, all of a sudden we have football, baseball, track, and swim.
Yeah.
You know,
that's going on.
You know, for us this year, and our year's about over. I mean, we've got our track hits, but we've had some fun interviews this year.
We have.
We've had some neat stuff. We went and watched the swim meet, enjoyed the heck out of it. We went watched the football team make a great run.
Oh, yeah. I love watching it. I mean,
basketball team made a nice run.
Yep.
And
we're truly blessed.
We got some good athletes.
Me and you have been doing this for how many years, Spence? This is our second year, right?
Yeah, two and a half years.
We're almost three years. And we've been just absolutely had great teams to follow. It's going to keep going.
Great teams. I agree. I agree. There's nothing.
Yeah, I don't
nothing
see
gonna
that.
Stop us.
You start
reading all those stats off of the track kids.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, them are great athletes, and they're going to be.
And our next sport is football, and we will be fired up for football.
We'll be excited. We're going to be excited.
I don't know what's. I don't know what the future holds, but I can tell you right now, it's going to take a good team to beat us.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb should be much improved this year, so we'll be
Caleb Martin.
He's been quarterback for the last 10 years. He's still going to be back, isn't he?
No, he graduated.
he can still come back.
I think he should.
Quarterback.
Nobody knows.
Make it 11 years in a row.
What the hell?
Everybody, people from our Well, you know, we usually said that.
And it's neat about it. What's unbelievable is how, like, when football, we start talking about football now, and we're talking about going to state.
Right.
Yeah. You know, before we were like, can we win two games this year?
I know.
You know, now all of a sudden it's like, we're pretty good.
Right now, Brent's listening. He's like, you guys are idiots. I'll never listen to you.
Yeah, I hate you.
Yeah.
Do not jinx us.
Blockburger right now. He'll be taking, you guys are stupid.
You guys are idiots.
Hey, we got...
Hey, high expectations.
Amen. That's better than anything else.
We will win state and everything.
I'm with you. For my good friend, Mr. Harold.
Yes, sir.
Perry Hall, thanks for setting up here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Had a good time.
You a big USC fan?
I kind of got into them a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's great, great school.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. might get out.
He's coming out.
What? Yeah, his nickname, his prison nickname is Stinky.
Stinky.
Says he's the stinkiest guy in prison.
So how is he? Oh, yeah, he's not in for murder.
No,
he's just
right.
In for stealing back his sports memorabilia.
Right. Yeah, I think he gets out, like, soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck, thanks, bub. Facebook Live. Awesome. We want to thank everybody for watching on Facebook Live.
Love them.
Yeah. We're going to do this again on Facebook, Chuck?
Sometime.
Never know.
Courtney, love you.
Courtney's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yep.
And Breakfast with Bill will be on Friday.
It'll be live Friday.
Friday
we're
will be
doing,
on live.
We're doing, live? We're doing reruns every
How's
day.
That going, sleeping in? You kind of liking it right now?
Yeah.
Sleeping in good.
Yeah. Well, today was the first time I actually got to sleep in because Monday and Tuesday I had to get up and drive for Calps.
Right.
Yep.
So what time did you wake up today?
8.
Ooh, not bad.
Good sleep in.
For me, that's big. Cause
is it big?
Yeah, because it's been 4:30.
This week is National Egg Month.
Wait, crack an egg.
This week is National Egg Month. Week.
Oh.
Egg Week.
According to who? Because there's always...
Are you stupid?
Always. Yeah. Always a new thing on Facebook. Like, it's National... National Taco Day today.
Chuck, is it Egg Week?
Censor me.
It's Egg Week.
It is, ain't it? What are we having tomorrow?
Oh, man.
Eggs.
Who? We're making omelets at KSC Hall.
All right.
All the boys.
Can I stop by?
Some? Can Come I get some meat?
Yeah.
I'm coming up. I want some meat.
What was that?
This is Bill's thing.
Huh?
That is Bill's morning show thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Jesus.
For Spency, for the crew, Mr. Feely.
Yes, sir.
Bubba and Fee
Show. We'll see you next week.
Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. Recovery Internet Radio.